Okay. Parshas Korach, which lands on the Shabbos, as we know, is really divided into two sections. The more famous section, the first section, is the whole story of the rebellion of Korach against the authority of Moshe and Aaron, and the aftermath of that rebellion, the whole story of what happened to Korach and his followers and everybody else, and the selection of Aaron, or the confirmation of the selection of Aaron and his family, the Kohanim and the Levim and so on. The second part of the parasha deals with what we call the Matnos Kahuna. Many of the gifts that are given to the Kohanim are described, and Levim are described in the end of the second part of Parshas Korach. So there, the Pasuk says in the Midbar Parak Yurches Pasuk Zayin, the first source, Kosh Baruch Hu says, "Vata uvanecha itcha tishmu es kahunaschem." You and your descendants should preserve your kahuna. Right, it's your kahuna. Later on, lechol dvar mizbeach beis laparuches, and again, vavaditem avodas matana etenes kahunaschem. Etenes kahunas, I will give this form of avoda as your kahuna. Ba'azara korev yumas. Somebody is a zara. Zara means in this case a non-coin who approaches to do this type of avoda that's reserved for a coin. Is susceptible to the death penalty. So what I want to focus on is the term kahuna schem, your kahuna. Sounds like the kahuna belongs to the coin, so to speak. And similarly, we find in Parshas Pinchas, within a couple of weeks, in Parakhov Heyabim, in Barfasi Gimel, the second source, Vaisalo Ulizaro Achar Bris Kahunas Olam. Vaisalo Ulizaro, this is given to him in Pinchas, in a particular case, and his descendants, a Bris Kahunas Olam, right, a covenant of kahuna forever. Again, it's given to him. So the basis of this is a very interesting tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg. Source number three, the Maharam Rutenberg, as we know, is one of the major figures, considered sort of like the last of the Balei Apostles, history-wise. He was the major figure in terms of Ashkenazic Psak Halacha, very often quoted by the Mordechaim, by the Hargos Maimonis. Anyway, the Russian, and yet, and
the Russian is time.
Right, so... the Maharam Rutenberg, we have tshuvas from him. So this is in the tshuvas of Maharam Rutenberg, Chelek Dalad, that's the Prague, Budapest, the first Prague, Simon Kuf Zion. The issue that the Maharam Rutenberg is talking about in this tshuva is about a Kohen who wants to give away the opportunity to lead the benching or to somebody else. So the Maharam Rutenberg writes, again, this is Chelek Dalad, this tshuva is Simon Kuf Zion. Alma, he says, Hod the Ka'amra Torah, the Kohen Kori Rishon, that which the halach is that a Kohen has to have the first aliyah. Hainu mitzvah Yisrael, ha'akros the Kohen Rishon. That's a mitzvah upon the rest of the Jews to call up the Kohen, to have the, you know, it's a mitzvah on everybody else, to call him up first, or to give him to lead the benching. Aval, ikama Kohen emchol al kvodi, or the Kohen says, I'm mochel on the cover, the Kohen says, emchol al kvodi, kvodi mochel. He can be mochel. Kamo harab shemochel kvodi kvodi mochel. So it's like a Rav who is mochel on the cover, Tam Chacham is mochel on the cover due to him. It's also called a machel. Dorai Sadidehu, that's the reference we've mentioned many times. The Torah says in Kiddushin that the Torah belongs to him. You're Mechabit the Talmud Chacham because of the Torah. It's his Torah, so to speak. Like the Pasuk says, Vesora so Yege Yom Velayla, becomes his Torah. First it's like, Kiv Vesora Hashem Chetzo, the desire for the Torah Hashem. He masters it, that is Torah so. Fine. It's the same thing. Kol Shekein Kohen, says the Maharam Rutenberg, Kol Shekein Kohen, Shakuna Lo Lazara Odom Ad Olam Bris Melech. Could exceed the pasuk in Pinchas. Vahay salo lazaro achar bris kohen salam. Says lo lazaro. V'chein says the Maharam Rutenberg referring to our pasuk. V'chein beparshas Korach. Maharam Rutenberg says likewise in Parshas Korach. Ksiv kama pa'amim kahuna aschem. It's your kahuna. Alma shahakuna shalahemi. Lo domi lemelech she'ein kvod amachol. Tichsiv kiv Hashem amlucha. Amam lech malacha v'lo amlucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said melech is not allowed to be, says somtos melech melech she'ein kvod amachol. Fine. But what we see from the Maharam Rutenberg is that the cover that's due to a coin is his. That's why it says in our parsha, Kehunas Chem, a few times. In that first pasuk we mentioned, it says it twice. In Parsha's Kor Parak Yuches, Pasuk Zayin. So that's the tshuva of the Maharam Rutenberg. And he marshals as a raya for this idea that the coin can be mochel, because it is kahuna, the famous Sugin Gittin on Daf Nuntas. The Mishnah says on Daf Nuntas from Alfin Gittin, source 4, Elo Dvarim Amrut Medarke Shalom. There were certain things which were instituted to sort of keep the peace, right, among people. Fights in shul is not a new thing. okay, that came up in America in the 20th century. Fights and shuls existed back in the days of the Gemara too, and they were concerned about it. So it says, Eilu Dorm Rav De Dar Keshom, Kohen Korei Rishon, V'achrav Levi V'achrav Yisrael De Dar Keshom. You have to have a Seder. It's in order. Kohen first, Levi second, Yisrael third, and Rashi says they're getting into Tetzel Alv. Kohen Korei Rishon, Ki Hechid Lo Leisu Lin Tzuyeh. So people won't come fight it. They ever wants the first Aliyah. That's the most by Kovidik Aliyah. Everyone wants the first Aliyah. So people are going to fight about it.
So therefore,
Takina Lohul Rabbanon, High Sidra, they made this order. Right, now they fight a Mishlishi. And they made this order, right? Came with the Takanta Rabbanon, He's Sula Matila Shil, Mehmah Anak Karmisha, Karina Baresha. Really, they wanted the first Aliyah. So they won't fight so much about it. They can't get it anyway. It goes to the coins. That's the Mishnah in Gittin, Nun Tesman Al. So the Sugya Nun Tesman Bay says the following, number six. Hey, you went on immediately. How do we know this rule that this is an order? Calling Levi Yisrael, yeah.
Why then, in violation of Kishmaru, as Kohen asked them to give up that type of meaning, even though it is there, they also have seemingly the obligation.
Because the word Kishmaru, it's in question. It's in question. But you only have to keep it when it's yours. As long as you have the option. In other words, if you have the right, so to speak. I'm not here. The word Tishmaru means that. It's a good hour. I don't know.
Giving it up is in itself.
We're going to want to get to that point because we'll come to that point. I didn't think of it in the connection of the word Tishmaru, but it could be. We'll see. So Gemara asked, well, immediately, so we have a few sources. Amar of Masna, the Amar Krof, Vayichtov Moshe, Satoro Zos, Vayitnov. And I call him immediately by Pinchas the Rashi's in 7, so you can look back and forth, 6 and 7. So by Yitna, she Yikuba, Kohanim, Behadar B'nai Levi. It says, I'll Kohanim B'nai Levi. Stigmar says, Ato Anolo Yadalim, the Kohanim B'nai Levi. And you know, well, why does it say they call him Kohanim B'nai Levi? We know, everyone knows the Kohanim from Levi. Ella Kohanim Reish, Behadar Levi. Right, that's one source. Yitzav Nav Kohanim B'nai Levi, a different pasuk. The Nikshar Kohanim B'nai Levi, same thing, Kohanim B'nai Levi. Ato Anolo Yadalim, Kohanim B'nai Levi, Ella Kohanim Reish, Behadar Levi. From Ashi Omar Mehocha. Bnei Amram, Aaron and Moshe, Vayavdel Aaron lechakdisho kodesh kadosh. Aaron was separate. It's a different pasuk. Fine. Then the most famous one, David mentioned earlier, Ruchia bar Abba Amar Mehacha Vekidashto. The pasuk in Parashas Emor says Vekidashto kies lechem akechul makriv etc. Vekidashto lechol davar shemikdusha. The Gemara continues. Tamei Rabbi Shmuel Vekidashto lechol davar shemikdusha. Liftoach rishon, olavarach rishon, v'litom on the yafar rishon. Right? Rashi explains. Right? Liftoach rishon bechol davar kabod bein b'tor. The coin is giving out here, so the few people giving the very Torah, so the coin should get the first of our Torah. And Lavar Chishon Besuda, the meal, whether it means Baruch Rishon make the Hamotzi or make the Bentley, the Benchin, the Lutoy Money Offer Rishon, right? You should get the first serving, the fancy serving, and so on. So that's the famous Gemara. So I'm going to buy the real, so wait a minute. So why does our Mishnah say, B'nei Dar Keshom? We have all these sources, including a Pasuk and Chumash. The Kiddush Toh is supposed to honor the coin, so why is it called B'nei Dar Keshom? So that's a biased question. He says, Daraisa, it should be Daraisa. Hamalei, Daraisa, Mipnei Dar Keshom. It's Daraisa, but it's B'nei Dar Keshom. That's why the Torah did it this way, right? Rashi explained, Amar Daraisa, the Torah, Amar came B'nei Dar Keshom. But then Bais says, "Call it Harkul and Namim the Dark Shalom." Everything the Torah is supposed to bring to peace. Yichsid Dochad Dachan Chomisim says Shalom. Right? There's nothing unique about this. Hello, my Bais, because of the following. Look at the Mar. It's like Mar. When a Bais says Mar, it means his teacher. That's Rabba, his uncle, who raised him. That's a Rashi explains. Also, Rabba Bar Nachmani. Shohei Rabba, right? Look at the Mar. The Tanya Shnayim Mamtilin Zel Zekara Bekara. If two people. We're eating together, so you should. It's not polite to begin. You were served, so it's etiquette. You should wait till the other guy gets served too, right? You don't have to. Mamtim zelozen. Shlosha ain mamtim. Three, you don't have to. Okay, all right, that's not our issue now. That's etiquette. Habotzea, the person who leads the motzi, po posha yadoschil. He should eat first. That's habotzea. Is a guy like Rashi explained. Go balabai. She will baruch hamotzi. Makes the motzi. So he gets the first thing, even though it's not as important. Maybe some of the guests. But if you want to give the honor to somebody else, or shus biyadav, okay, you have that option. The Omar Mar Allah, in other words, a person has the right to give the honor to somebody else. And that seems to include even a coin, right? The coin has a balach or kavod. The coin should go first, but even if he doesn't want to, I mean, if he wants to give it to somebody else, he's allowed to, says the Gemara. Amar Mar Allah Rabba said Lo Shanu El Besuda. That din is only by Suda. The coin has the right to be mocho by a meal, right? Avol be Beis Hakneses Lo, but not in Shul. The coin cannot be mocho. Okay, Rashi says in the last line of seven, Rashi Aval Le'inyan Likros Batar Besakneses Ein Kohen Chole Kavod LeLevi LeLevi LeYisrael. You can't do it. You can't break the chain. And so I will give comfort to somebody else. The Lolesi Sharal and Sigar, and people will fight. The Memar Nanami Kriya Bereisha. Behind the Sunni Mestisim, Kohen Korishan, Kemosha, Kosovo Torben, Oshavacha, Kovod, the Dovro, Shalos, the Darke Shalom. In other words, the Torah gives the order. That's the Daraisa, the Kidashto. And Rene Darke Shalom teaches what? That he can't forego it. You follow that? That's the Gemara concludes. That's why you need the Mishnah tells the Darke Shalom. And it's really, it's a din daraisa. The coin has to be called up first. But I might have thought, okay, that's what he's supposed to do, but if the coin wishes to mochel, he's allowed to. Comes the Mishnah tells us, the Darke Shalom, you shouldn't do it. It'll just lead to bad blood. Okay, so that's why you need both things. The Ram Rutenberg actually quotes this Gemara as a riot to answer his particular question that in a Suda, the coin can give up, okay, which is a pretty good riot. I mean, you know, that's what he says. Which almost makes it funny that the Kasher is even asked of him, because, the Gemara says, you know, if you don't print the Tshuva with someone's in a Mefusha Gemara, I mean, it's alright, but that was the situation. Okay, it's interesting, the Gemara says, as an aside, go back to Gemara a second, interesting, Amar of Masna, Hod the Amr, that which you just said, the last line of six, that which you just said, the Beis HaKnesses lo, that the Shul is not allowed to forego the covenant. Lo Amar El B'Shabbos Yom Tov. That's only true on Shabbos Yom Tov. The Shchichi Rabbim, because there are lots of people. You know, lots of people, there's a big chance of a fight. On the Sheni L'Chamishi, on Monday and Thursday, there's not so big crowd. Lo, you don't have to worry about it. There won't be a fight. Okay, they're worried about fights with more people. Yeah.
Interesting implication. That more people there in Shabbos than there in the weekday.
Yeah, exactly. And says Tosas now the next page. Okay, I don't know what we'd say today, but Tosas says, and so it's not, I just put this in aside, because it's an interesting observation, like getting the Testament based Tosas. Alav Hashem HaMishalo, Omer, I'm not sure, Chanano, Hani Milo Didhu, that was in those days, the Bechol HaVetrid Malachtam, people had a week they had to go to work, or they leave early. Velo Shrich Avala Didan, nowadays, Shrich Yibeshen HaMishi Kmo Biyantif. And our shul is as busy as Monday and Thursday than the other. That's pretty good.
Say that?
Okay, Bala Tosas. All right, anyway, but be that as it may, you have to figure out the situation to be today. But that's the shita of the Maram Rutenberg, based on that Gemara. Comes along the Mordechai, and it was a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, so the Mordechai in Gittin, fifth paragraph of Gittin, Rem is Tuf Aleph, the Mordechai says the following. He quotes the whole tshuva from the Maram Rutenberg, so if you don't have the tshuva from the Maram Rutenberg at home, you want to look this up, you can look it up in the Mordechai, quotes the whole tshuva. But then he says in source 9, Hagav Rabbeinu Simcha Kasab, he quotes another one, Rishon, Rabbeinu Simcha holds, the Ein Yachal Koin Litein Rishus Lisrael Levarch, not only by Shul, but even by a Suda, to lead the benching, the coin can't be Mochel Kavod, Ki Im Le Rabbo Ulmishagol Vemedo. He takes the Gemara literally. Look back in the Gemara there and get in the test, and it says, Im Bo Lacha Kavod Le Rabbo Ulmishagol Vemedo, then our Shus Biyado. Rabbeinu Simcha says, listen, the Gemara didn't give carte blanche to the coin to Mochel for anybody. Okay, he says for Rabbo or Mishagolim Menu. The Maram Rutenberg seems to say, one wants the Mochel, that's it. Doesn't matter who the person is. And Rabbeinu Simcha disagrees with Maram Rutenberg and says, not true. You take the Maram Rutenberg says only the Mishagolim Menu. Right, it has to be. He wants to honor his Rebbe or something like that. But other than that, he can't do it. So what's this Macholkus about? You know, what is the Kus HaMacholkus between the Maram Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Simcha? So it's possible the Kus HaMacholkus is, how really do we look at this din of the Kiddushto? Is it mamash a din d'oraisa? Was it a real d'oraisa? Or is it a d'rabanan? Enough given to be. If it's d'oraisa, there's very little wiggle room. Okay, even a simcha, you have to say, if it's a din d'oraisa, so you can't really mocha. Some exceptional situations, maybe. But it's the only din d'rabanan, so then Rambam Rutenberg says, you know, there's more room for exceptions. That's a possibility.
Right? Ovid and Rabba was also d'oraisa.
Right.
We have no doubts that these can be
mocha. Right. So, and across the board, that may be on Rutenberg sheet. That's possible. You're right. But I'm not convinced of that. I'm just suggesting that some worth looking into. What is this whole din? So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs Essay Lamed Beis, number 10, the Rambam is clear that this din of Kiddushto is Daraisa. And the coin reading first, the Aliyah and the Torah, is Daraisa. Look at the Rambam source 10. Our mitzvah Lamed Beis is mitzvah Essay Lamed Beis. Shatzivanu lechabed zera aron, ulanasam ularomam, nenasim adrega sam adrega kodemes, berishona alafilu yimanu oso lo nishma mihem. We have an obligation to chabed the coin. Even if he says, no, we have an obligation. Okay, to honor him. I still remember, people in the wild remember David Lishitz and all of They just his 20th birthday. He died the same day the Rav did. He died. His 20th birthday is coming up. They're having it the YU. They shoot it next a week from this Sunday. Some sort of a little yom yom on a scarf for the 20th birthday. So the signs around the yeshiva. This was the Sunday the 16th. So I still remember, which was an old man, but he davened in the minyan in the not called the old base medrash, the official base medrash. He davened in the front, way in the front. There's a little closet there, still is a little closet there, full of junk, but they used to hang his coat and put his hat there. At the end of davening, boys used to come over and help him put his coat, an older man already, it's hard for him to move. Guys would help him put his coat and hat on to when he wanted to leave after Shacharis. So I remember, I saw myself, he would always, saw that, and I went over sometimes. He would always ask, are you a coin? And it was a coin, he did not let the guy help. That's the day. He asked him to have a coin, you know, and Mishamish to come was a different din, but I still remember he would not let a Talmud was a coin. Anyway, so the Rambam says, I feel a Yamanu, so it is from him. Okay? And that's what it is. That's the din. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And then he writes, he quotes actually a Sifrei, he quotes the Pasuk Kiddush. So on the third line, he says, Uboa perish Rikidosh, Kiddush, Chodosh, Rikidosh, etc. Lithoch Risham, Baruch Risham, Litomar, Vision, Loshan, Sifra, not Sifrei, Sifra, Gamkein, Bekidosh, To Al Karcho. The din of a Kiddush was even Al Karcho. Ritzon Olamar, Kizet Sivu, Nitzavinu, Bo, Ve'eno, Bebechiras HaKoin. The logic is, it's not, I'm being mechabed you because the Torah told me I got to mechabed you. It's not up to you to decide. Yeah.
It's beyond just, if you look at all the mitzvot, Rishis, Tikkun, Chaski, Rasha, Rishis, I guess.
Every first.
It's Rishis.
It's a good R.
Going.
Yeah, every first.
Rambam is very innocent here.
Right,
look at all these mitzvot.
Right. See,
if the Torah isn't, if it's not getting through to us through all these mitzvot, yeah, we're missing the point.
Right. I think that that's, one could, the Rambam is clear. All these things, coin first, and he tells me, I don't want it. It doesn't matter. I have a mitzvah to give it to you. Okay? And it's not you. Okay? And I think that perhaps, and of course, Amachlokas may relate to, we're not honoring the person, we're honoring the institution of Kahuna. Right?
That's a different reason.
What do you mean?
It's not because it's a mitzvah on Israel to the Chavidim.
Well, I think it's a mitzvah on Israel to Mechabed the Kahuna.
It's two definitions.
I hear you couldn't separate them. Okay. Now, the Rambam is clear that
it's just a mitzvah on me, so that makes sense. I don't know.
But it's a mitzvah.
But if it's a mitzvah kahuna, right. So then he himself.
But that, I think that is a mitzvah.
Being Magana, okay. And kahuna.
Yeah, okay, I hear. But I think you also, okay, you don't have to merge them. I thought that the mitzvah was on Yisrael. What is mitzvah on Yisrael? Not to honor a particular person, but to honor a kahuna. Could be.
So about your father.
The Rambam, I may have something here, I don't know. The Rambam writes, but there it's on a person, not the institution, one would assume. Okay? Now, in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam is consistent. That was the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, which is to say, Lamed Beit. In Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perek Dal, Halach Halach, Hakon El Huvdul Mikal Avim, the Kohanim is set for the Hesimul Avod, Avodus HaKarbonus, and the Tzonek, or Tzitzukim, Umitzvahs Aseh Lahavdil HaKohanim Ulekadjam, and so on, what's the Pasuk of Kiddush, Halacha Beis, Vitzar Kol Adam Yisrael, Linnarum Kavar Harbe, Ulahakim Asam Chodor Shetusha, Lithdorah Patar Rishon, the Rambam puts all this under the Daraisa. The Daraisa. The Rambam is not alone. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, source 12, Mitzvahs Asay Esen Kuf, Ayin Aleph, right, mitzvahs asay lekadesh there aram adim lechodah shvetusha lefetoch b'tar rishon varch b'rishon l'tomar yofar rishon u'perish v'nitzah kishvachak matanos aniyim the kohen ani gets first, fine, same thing, he says that it's a requirement to honor him, and he quotes he does quote though that if you want in bo lacha kovet l'mishah gadol men arashus b'yado Bein Besuda, Bein Besakneset, B'Shem Chamishi, Avalo B'Shorzem Tom, B'Shem Shom Amrav. The Smag, and that's why I think that Ben Simcha, he says, still the Konkin Mochel, but why? Only to somebody he wants to. And I think the Svara is, because then, I'm being Mechabed the Kohen, and he can Mechabed somebody else. So I was Mechabed the institution of the Kohuna. He decided to give it to somebody else, but to stam give it to someone, then the whole covered thing is broken. It's not covered, right? Possibly. We may come back to that point, but that's the smag, and that's why he says, who can you give to? Only Mishagoro Meno, because we're dealing with Din Doraisa. And the smag also says it's Doraisa, Mitzvah Nunvav, Likadesh Kohen, Kasim Kedashto, Ramach HaChalim, all the same dinim. Now, not all Rishonim agree with this. Tosus, for example, discussing the following problem. Tosin Chulin pays on Al source 14, and the Rosh Hashanah Chulin Paragraph Simachas. The sugi there is the famous sugi. Let's say somebody wants to do a mitzvah, is about to do a mitzvah, and I come and chop the mitzvah. The case there in Chulin is Kisya Adam. When you shech the bird and certain types of animals, chayas, you have to cover the blood with dirt. So I shechted the chicken, now about to do Kisya Adam, and some other guy jumps in, grabs the dirt and covers, took my mitzvah away. So there's a din, you have to pay what's called Asura Zehuma. I think one time we spoke about that. There's a fine. The mitzvahs are worth money. Right? Asura Zehuma. So that's the cigarette.
Anything else too?
Yeah, by mitzvah, you're right. So Rabbeinu, so the Tosa says in Chulin Peis, I don't know, Abdimas of the Chivo Rabbeinu, we looked at it as far as the room. But Lahoye Yachol Lifter Atzum Asher, no sin lo Olf Acher. Why can't the guy, alright, you know, it wasn't nice, I'll give you another bird. You know why? I said, that's a new mitzvah. That's a mitzvah Acheris, that's a different mitzvah. Umitzvah Rishon Ahochola. First mitzvah's gone. You can't undo it. Right? And Mulah for Yachol is gone, right? You can't correct that. And then he discusses, but what about a situation where, for example, by Kriyas HaTorah, man, this happened, guy happened in shul, somebody told me they once saw this. They call up one guy, another guy comes up, opens and says the bracha, the other guy walks slowly, and by the time he got up there, they let him tell him, so the Tosa says, you don't have to pay that service room there, because the other guy, it's also his mitzvah, because it's everybody's mitzvah. It doesn't belong any more to one than the other. They called him up, okay. It wasn't nice, but it doesn't belong to him. And at the end, he writes, Afilu Oma Bimkom Kohen. Even the guy came in the place of the Kohen. Okay, call up Yamo, sons of the Kohen. Someone else comes up. By the time you know why? It says, V'kidashto l'chodov shetusha, says the toast at the end, Asmachtahi. Calling Asmachta Darbonim. And therefore, we don't impose. That tells us. There's two other thoughts. Asmachta. The Rosh said the same thing. Okay? The Rosh in Chulin, Karak Vav Simchaz, same thing. Ilina Kriyas HaTorah, Yim Omer Acher Shalom Kara Chazen. Okay? If someone else, the Gabbai didn't call, got up, and so on and so forth, you don't have to pay him. Afilam Omer Yisom Kom Koyin Lechaivo, even though we have the Pasuk Yidash Torah, it's Asmachta Alma. Okay? For example, Kimolitein Mona Yofer Yishon Dein Yochel, he goes, can imagine, they served, the coin's supposed to get the first serving, and the best cut of meat, right? So instead, I agree, I did Adam. So I'll have to go pay him now for his other piece of meat. We never find such a thing. Okay, so that's what the Rosh says. So, well, because we've shown him whether or not there's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Actually,
because a piece of food.
There was little money you've shown as part of that mitzvah, right? That's
but because, right, well, so whose mitzvah is it?
All right, okay.
Maybe the guy grabs a few and gives the food to a coin.
Another person.
He took your mitzvah.
Now, this machlokas, which I think is machlokas, the Rambam on the one side with the smog and the smog, against on the other side, Tosu and the Rosh, maybe 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Now, the next couple of sources, the Yerushalmi is in Gittin, in Perek Hei, Halacha Tes of Gittin. So the Yerushalmi says, and I have the Premosh, I'm a carbonate I printed, the two classes, the 1718, two classic commentaries there in Gittin, Perek Hei, Halacha Tes. Mil said the Rishim Yochai, Amar Shumi Divrei Torah. When we say Rosh Hashanah said the din of a kind Korishon is the Var Torah. How do we know? The Tanya of Shemir Chai, the Eichel Moshe, the Torah Zos, Vayin HaKom, and Elevi, etc. The same Drosha we had in Yerushalmi. Okay? Now, he says that if we did the Var Torah, it's Torah, because it's a Pasun of Chumash. Okay? With the coin, it goes first. Milsei, the Rabbi, Shurim Levi, Shurim Divrayim. Shurim Levi, Sinon Drabonon. Why? Famous Shurman Levi was a Levi, maybe that's why it's called Ben Levi. Shurman Levi was a Levi, and he said among his great qualities is that he never said the bracha on the Torah or any other bracha before the Kohen. He didn't do it before the Kohen. Okay, it was a shevach of Shurman Levi that he let the Kohen go first. So says the Gemara. Obviously, he holds that the whole din is on the Rabbanon, because otherwise, what's the big thing? You know, it's a deraisa. You hold the deraisa. In other words, look at the Pnei Moshe, the second one. Milsa b'Yishuv Levi. B'dira Yishuv Levi Shaminan. The Sfilas v'Divrayan. Nidahaya Mishabech ba'atzmo b'zeh. He felt very good about the fact that he did this, and he said Miyamal Abrachti Nekon Shmamino Dolad Ben Torah. I mean, he doesn't say about himself, you know, I put on tefillin every day. Shkolech, it's a mitzvah Torah, right? This is a mitzvah Torah also.
Okay. I always bench, even though I'm not Kadesh.
Yes, so that's
and
the question.
I never eat why chicken with milk.
Right, why can't you say the Darbanan? You're right, you wouldn't say that either. We keep all of it. But certainly, the Gemara assumes that it's a derisive. Okay, anyway, but my point is, you have Machokas here, Amaroyim, in the Yerushalmi, the same sugya, whether it's derisive or it's Darbanan. Okay. Now, in terms of the Psak Halacha, the Gemara has in brachas the following, because when it comes to a meal, there turns out there's something. Again, we said in a meal there's only two makos. All machlokas ben a simcha again from Amram Rutenberg, whether in a meal there's the right of the coin to give to every life, or no, it's dafka somebody who is greater.
And I think that
yeah, that's a good question. Why you don't have the different definition? Yes, Dovish Rikdushin is not the usual term. Dovish Rikdushin, minyan only. But what I'm saying is that I think that
Baseball game. I don't
know about that. That's a good question. But the meal again is saying a bracha. I mean, it says it's a benching, right. It's a motzi. But anyway, my point is that I think the machlokas is if you hold at the coin. In other words, let's say I have enough of your coin. I wear a coin, and I'm entitled to the first aliyah, and my rebbe comes in, so I want to give him that. It's a kibbutz for me to be able to give it to my rebbe. So therefore, when you, the gabbai of Yisrael, calls me up as a coin. That's the dinner. I can be mocha. That's a ben simcha. I can be mocha because there's still an element of kavod in this. Because what's the kavod to me? I'd rather, it's to me a bigger kavod to give it to my rebbe than to have it on myself. That's the point. I don't want it. I don't give it to my rebbe.
Well, I have to give it to him first. I can't say, I see your rebbe.
Right. That's the point. You as the Yisrael, you got to give it to the kavod. But then it only works to someone like that where there's still a covet. But it's hard to say that I feel like giving it to some other fellow in the shul. That's a covet for me. Yeah, maybe that's what he holds. Whereas the Maram Rutenberg may hold that no, like I was saying before, we're saying he darshans as we kohunas him. You're being mechabed him. So if he doesn't want it, he doesn't have to keep it. That's he can give it to anybody he likes. There's no din. It's not a din in mechabed. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, according to Rabbeinu Simcha, it's not a din mechila. The kavod is not mochel. I'm accepting the kavod you give me. And what a kavod you give me? You're giving me a chance to mechabed my rebbe. It's not mechila. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's not that I was mochel the kavod as the kohen. I'm not mochel. I'm supposed to lead the benching. My rebbe is here. Some important, prominent person is here. So I'm mechabed him. You were mechabed me. I'm not mochel on my kavod. You can't be mochel on your kavod. Okay? Whereas, according to the Maram Rutenberg, no, it's a regular din of mechila. So if I'm mochel, so it's because you mechabed me, not mechabed. Anyway, that's a possible two ways of looking. Let's just see some other sources, and then go a couple of tshuvas on this, in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. But first, in terms of the Suda, there is another piece of information that's relevant to the Suda. Because we find in the Gemara already that the Kohen wasn't always the first person to lead the bench. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in 19, Brachos Mem Zayin Aleph, Talmidei de Rav have a Yasu de Sudasa. One day the students of Rav were sitting having a meal, and all Rav Acha, Racha came a little late. Okay? Also, and then they said at the end, Amri also Gabar Rav de Rav Acha. Oh, Rav Acha is here. He was the biggest of them in terms of learning. So they said they want him to lead the bench. Amar Lui said, no, Misav Rishon the Gol Mavar, Ikar Shebesud the Rav. You guys were eating before I got here. How she says in 20, Ikar Shebesud the Brachos Mem Zayin Aleph, Echad Neotzer B'tchilas HaSeba. Says the Gemara, right? No, it's not true. The Hilchasa Gadol Mevarech Afagav the Osoloso. Nothing here about Kohanim. Who leads the benching? The biggest Tamachacham, the Gadol. That's what this Gemara says. Okay? Now, Tosas there says it got blended into 20. I'm sorry. But Tosas there, Memzaman Alvin Brokos, the Master Hilchasa says, Umil, Ima Gadol knows him, Rishus the Kadol Mevarech Shapir. But the Gadol can give the Rishus to somebody else. He can pass it on. Okay? That's an what exactly mean by Gadol? So I just digress for a moment while we're all inside to say a few minutes with the Sugyan Rav Basra and of Kuf Chacham and Aleph 21. Amar Ami B'Yeshiva Alecha Chacham and B'Yeshiva Alecha Chazikna. Amar Ashi Hu the Mafu the Chacham and Mafu the Zikna. How he determines it depends what this get together is for. Okay, if it's for Yeshiva, for some sort of meeting for learning, then you give the Chacham first. But if it's Mesiba, you go give the elder person. Okay, but it depends. He's got to be prominent in his chacham or prominent in his. Anyway, it turns out that how do we define gadol for this purpose? Both in terms of age and in terms of wisdom. Very nice. Now, nothing here about Cohen. Okay, about Cohen being in charge. Now, the Gemara, there's another relevant in Gemara, 23, Gemara in Megillah, Chav Chesmanov, Amar B'Yechanan, Kol Tamar Chacham, Shemavarach Lefanov, Afilo Koin Goro, Amaretz, Osa Tamar Chacham Chayv Misa. A Tamar Chacham is not allowed to forego to anybody, okay, even a Koin Goro. Okay? Shanema, Abu Masana, Abu Mos, Abu Mamas, I guess. Al Tikr Masana Ella Masni'ai. Rashi explained in the Gilchab Kasman of Masni'ai. Shagorm it of the other Masanoso, Sharot, Tamachachim Shofro, with Namor, it's over, ain't not Chazuk with our people. See, Tamachachim was pushed aside in favor of this other guy. It's a desire to Torah and Tsar. You're embarrassing Torah. That's the din. So you see that a coin is pushed aside, so to speak, by Tamachachim. Yeah.
Zaken, we have that
the
pasuk in
Kedoshim. Right,
Zaken
them, they say the talk. Right, what's
Zaken? Really have some sort of a
equation.
Daraisa,
yeah. Yeah, so they had to go on Kedoshim and hid them, he's standing up and so on. But it's still to show them respect, right?
Well, they could just have a so-so.
Was only looking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I'm just saying that there's already a precedent.
Right. Okay.
To have some sort of protocol.
Right. Okay. Which is, but the point is not Cohen. That's right. The thing. No. That's our point. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But Cohen certainly, like I said again, was the Rama, seems to be on that status of instructing.
Okay, but the Gemara doesn't. But the Gemara still says Tamachachim comes before the Cohen.
Because Tamachachim also has that
right,
status.
Right.
But so the Tamachachim.
What?
You about Tamachachim being Moch.
Yes, I'll see. So the Rambam writes.
So the question would be, let's say, when a coin comes into the room,
yeah, stand up. You stand up. That we don't find, right?
We don't find it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Why not?
That's a good question.
Why is there a difference?
All these things. You're right. All these things are coin plus reason.
Look at.
Yeah.
So adjusting your standing up with Torah here. Right,
right, you're Mechab the Torah, right. Yeah.
He's over here.
Right, he's a walking Torah, he's a walking Torah.
No,
he's
you're giving Hidur for
Tamachachim.
He may not be Tamachachim.
Right, right, but for
Tamachachim. Because of his age.
Purely his age. But Tamachachim is only, yeah. So,
I don't know.
The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, take a look. The Rambam says,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Look at.
Yeah, we don't. They don't find it.
They don't find it.
Yeah. The Rambam writes in Nicholas Brachas Perek Aleph at Test 25. Shnayim Shachol Galechavil Shirachol. Okay, look at the end of the Rambam is all we really need here. The Chacham Gadol Shemesuben Hu Shemrachol Kulon. You have a prominent Talmud Chacham, he should lead the benching. Okay. Now again, that's Perek Brachas Aleph Test. Even if he comes late, the Talmud Chacham leads the benching. In Perek Zayin Aleph Beis, the Rambam writes again Nicholas Brachas 26. Balabayis Mevarach Hamotzi and so on. And the Oreach should bench for different reasons. He says the Mishaber. Balabai is fine, but we have a cool on Balabai. So let's say they're in shul. So there's no Balabas. So everybody's together, or they're somewhere else. Hagadol shebahem botzei b'humavach bechasamozer. It goes by the gadol into the Tamachachim. So the Shulchan Aruch puts it all together in some kuf samach zayin sif yodal. Look at that. Imam esubim rabim gadol shulchan botzei. There are many people. The greatest one should lead the, break the bread and make the motzi. But v'mehem shavim, if everyone else is equal, the echad mehem kohen, that's when a kohen comes in mitzvah dimo. But v'makon amar tamachachem kodem lo. But v'makon kohen gamkein tamachachem elsu pachos min hashem. He's also a stickle tamachachem, not as big as the other guy, but he's also a tamachachem tov lagdimo. Okay, just say tov. The lamed alef is not low. Tov lagdimo avo ein chir bedover. So let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah.
Just focusing on the logic. Yeah. I always had a question, because it seems that we basically bench Midrabanan in general.
Well,
because we're never eating today's fee about
if you did
away from carbs. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, Shabbos afternoon
today, right.
You're eating a lot, okay, and you didn't really take it.
Right. So you have a little tuna fish. Yeah.
But there's this kid who has three rolls.
Right.
So his benching is the right thing.
So Gemara brings up that case. Yeah, the Gemara brings up that case. But Gemara says he ate Kedisya. No.
No,
I know. He's a kid. Yeah. So the Gemara has to take a look in Brochus and Dafchop. The Gemara has that case where he's the Rabbanan and he, you know.
Yeah, you with your measuring stick, measuring.
Anyway, let's go back. We'll take questions later. The Mishnah Berurah there says, why is there mitzvah akdimah for a coin? The chsiv v'kidashto, fine. They have the kidashto. But the Talmud Chacham comes before the coin, and the also Talmud Chacham akdimo. Not allowed to, because it will mislead people and so on. However, he says, but he shouldn't even mechaber a coin. If he does so because he's a Kohen. But if he gives him a stomach kibbutz, that's allowed. But Tov Lakdim of the coin, because you know, get Yomim Rab, you get the long life. What's interesting is there are more rights. That's where it comes from, when people who are not a Kohanim lead to say Bershus HaKohanim and so on. But the Magen Avraham makes an interesting point. In Siman Kuf Samas Lainen, again, our Sukkot Lamed Gimel 29. We say Bershus Mori, but Nago Lito Bershus Mekohen also. We do say that. The chay nachon, David tzlag dimo, but in Cain also levarch v'lo rishuso. The chay yisa brachus no do shimcha by bris. We call him says rishakhanim. When we call makom lo mahani mishom rishus, it will not be makom rishus. That's why you say rishus akhanim. I give rishus. You know, you're saying rishus akhanim. Yes, rishus. Now there are situations, right? There are situations where it's understood. Let's say by shalshus, what time the rav benches understood it. And I just thought it was interesting comment among the Ram. Don't say Bershus HaKohanim if you're not Bershus HaKohanim. Okay. Now, that's in terms of one thing. So far, that was actually by washing and making Amotzi and so on. It's in Reish Aleph, this is Beis of Archaim. It says, Lo Yachtim Chacham Yisrael HaKohanim Avar Tzavarach Levan Avder Chokom Mishpat. Avalas El Chacham Rishus Yivarach Em Kachum. You shouldn't give it to a Kohen because you think that's what has to be. No, Tav Chacham comes first. But if you want to, not as a Kohen, then it's allowed. But still better to give it to the Kohen because of Kidashto. And the Mogan Avram brings this Arma Chokas by Kriyas HaTorah. Look at 31. Mogan, we come full circle on what we started with. Mogan Avram is in Reish Alas Sukkot and Dalet. He quotes it by Kriyas HaTorah. By Rosh Kosev Lios Rosh Hamidab, let's give the debate Torah and so on, everything we said before. Now he says Tosus holds, and he quotes some who say that it's a asmachta, the chen kasa tos v'chulim, and some of the Torah here, the beginning of the test, I mean, the head of the Raisi, the gamma rabba, mona b'mina mitzvah, sima mami beis, we read it, v'ayin perikamas v'chaya mitzvah, we read that too. Okay, so in all these cases, it's a little bit difficult, but that's the Mishavur, kind of leaves it b'tzarachian, okay, it's not clear whether it's a deraisa or it's a derabanan.
He should know.
That's true too. Yeah, both.
Cohen has a chazaka that he's a
Cohen,
but
a you can slug him up.
Yeah.
You can slug him up. I don't know. Yeah, it's true. Okay. Anyway, all right. The other thing I want to mention to Mishnah Berurah is in Yud Gimel. He doesn't pass like that. Has to be. He passed like Amram Rutenberg. That's what I'm showing you. Look in Yud Gimel, Sukkot, Yud Gimel, Reish Aleph, 32. If Torah we for Kriyas HaTorah, or Roch we should assume Birchas Hamotzi, Birchas Hamotzi, fine. The Chaim Hotzi be Kiddush, fine. The Vekidash to Lechol Davish Vektus, Rechol Sva Poskim. The Bechlal, if Torah we should Lios, Rosh Hashanah Dabrim, Bechol Kibbutz, Am, when people get together, he's with the first speaker, fine. Who are the Bishiva Dabar Osh and so on. The Ayan Bemogar Avram, Shemitzade, the Halim of the Kiddush, the Rice of the Lost, Mach the Baal. We saw that, Machlokas. When we call Mokum, says the Nishabura, in my coin, Rotzo Lacho, covered Lacher, doesn't say it has to be what? It's Rebbe or somebody else. Anyone else? The Chozer Rashoi. Just the Rakh Bekhisa. Tori Rachelim Chok. Chisa is a different story. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly passes on Amar Rutenberg. He says you don't have to give it to the coin, can be Mochel, even to Acher, Stamazoi, to somebody else. Right? That's like the Amar Rutenberg against the Menasimcha. Again, I was suggesting before, that it's because he holds that it's to the coin that you're giving this covered. And the coin is Mochel. He's Mochel. Whereas the others are in a simchol, no, it's sort of the institution of kahuna, and if it works out, if the covet works out, a bigger covet to somebody else, so then you can give it to, like his Rebbe, then you can give it to the Rebbe. The Shulchan Aruch, it says the following in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, at Tzilchus Kriyas HaTorah, Siv Gimel, Kohen Kovar, Tor Rishon, Rachav, Lev, Rach, Yisrael. Fine. Siv Dalet. Haminig HaPashet, Shafila, Kohen, Amar, It's Kodem, Kostid, Dei, Chacham, Gori, Yisrael. Doesn't matter who's in Shul. The biggest Tamach Chacham is the chief rabbi is this. And you have a Kohen as a simpleton, you give it to the Kohen first. Then he adds, Vuhu, Shah, Kohen, the Likros. Shemayin, the Likros, Hei, Chim, Rach, HaTor. In those days, you got a Leah, you had a lane. So they had a Kohen, didn't know how to do it. So that's a different story. Okay? And as a Taz, okay, he says the following: Taz and Siv Kotten Gimel of the Gara Chaim Siv Kuf Lamed Hey. Taz writes: V'tur Kosev the Mashma Divrei Rashi Ha Yisrael Gadol Lemuflag Sheyach Halikos Tifnei Kohen. Get this: he holds that no, even in Shul, if the Talmud Chacham was such a prominent Talmud Chacham, he could even go before the Kohen. Okay, he says we find some places in the Gemara like that. Avol in the second line, Rav Amram said no. Rav Amram go. Kosev Kol Hechadik a Kohen Lesley Rishus Yisrael Mikamei Afilu Who Nosi Yisrael. Rama said, no, I don't care if he's the chief rabbi, he's a Nasi, he's everything else, he can't go before the Kohen. So that's the Machlokas. Chen Kosev, Rav Natunoi, Dafilu Kohen Aretz, Kohen Kohen Aretz, Kohen Yisrael Tam HaChacham. And now the Beis Yosef, he says, tried to say that that's Rav Natunoi, Rav Amram, only told him where the Kohen was in Mochel. But if he's Mochel, then, no, but the Taz disagrees, and the Taz, no matter what, he can't be Mochel, and fine, as opposed to... can't be mocha, and unless it's to somebody who is who's greater, but samas are you can't, then this could be a machokas. Again, the Rosh seems to say that if the coin is such a big tamachokam, he can actually go first. But the others say no, it's a din in the coin, and it's up to him to be mocha or not. Mishabur explains. Let me just find this. Why are we so strict by Kriyas HaTorah? The Mishnah explains because it came to fight. Okay, now he writes, "Ve'ein chilek bein Shabbos is Sivkot and Tes. Ve'ein chilek bein Shabbos yontov shen chamishi." Okay, there's no difference. All right. And now, what if there's no Kohen in the shul? Then who gets it? Then the Golem of Chachma. Fine. Amina got pasha Sivkot and Yud Aleph. Ratzon Lomar. After Harberi Shah, here's he quotes this. This is Armachokas. Ken Shabruns have caught in Yud Aleph. He says, "I'll just wait for lights." Yeah. The after Harberi Shah and Sover the Lona. I said, "Takanos Lachtim Amor to Nechochem." Because Mokum Hamina Kaposkim Shesover the Inyan Kriyas HaTorah Beisak Mezus the Darkeshom Lo Chilkum is even the biggest Amoris. Aye, isn't it bizarre to cover a Torah? Ridiculous, this guy's nothing, and the Rosh Shiva is here, the Nazi is here. So Mr. Bu writes, according to Beis Lifnei Chacham Gadol, the Ein Kan Bizon LeKavod HaTorah, the Kevon Shekein HaMinig, Ein Kan Bizon, we're not being advised them, we know there's the Minig, the guy should get the first Aliyah, and that's it. Alright, then the Mr. Bu puts a caveat, and even today, I'm sure honestly, the guy's not lame, he can't go up first. Mr. Bu says, today that we don't do that, he just follows along, he says, then we don't have to worry about that, even in this case. Okay, just a couple more interesting horrors on this, the Shara Tzion, that same sin in Kuf Lamed
Hei. If I want to be honored to Cohen, he says no thanks.
Yes.
So he's not honoring anybody. But then he goes to give it to somebody else. So he had a privilege of doing something.
The right of first refusal.
Oh, I see. Just no thanks. It looks like he doesn't care.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, come on. Now, the Sharatzim, Mr. Ruhr in the Sharatzim, 37, in Kuf Lamed Hei, in Osir Beis, so he says, Umashma Lechora, the Dafka Sham Shul Shikhe Rabbim. What is this Beis HaKnesses? Why is the Shul different? The Shul's different because there's lots of people there. Now, what if you have the combination? It's not a Shul, but you're not by yourself. It's Abba Kamishim Isbala Basar Bebeso. You have a minion in the house, one of these Shabbos Yitzhak Minyanim, you know? The low Shikhe Rabbim, Karat, many people there. Lo tikna rabbanim yachalim chol. The whole takanas rabbanim. Again, let's assume it's takanas rabbanim. It's out yachalim chol yimochol. Dumya the beza hey bisman agamar. There's not a din in Shabbos as opposed to Monday and Thursday. There's a din in the size of the crowd. And it's not so big crowd, so then you have to worry about it. The after kasa tozu noyanu gam beza hey kashasam dudamya. Hanu gam came from the even shchichi rabbim beisakmes gam beis hey. So that which is said that Mondays and Thursdays tozu said is. It's like Shabbos, if they had as big a crowd. Okay, but you're davening in somebody's house, that's only a small crowd. Alright, on the other hand, he says, Omnam, me the source of the Shulchan Aruch Chilk was there, but the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned this. The Shulchan Aruch only divided between what? Shabbos on one side and weekdays on the other side. Right? Well, why did he wasn't in Mechalik? Shartzion says, according to some, kind of didn't Shabbos as opposed to weekdays, didn't the size of the crowd. So if you have a small crowd, even on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to. That's a good question. Very clear, unclear. Very
16
unclear.
And a half.
Yeah, it's a good question. Okay, now. All right, so let's say we have our Kohen, and that's one of the last group of tshuvas, the famous question, you know, the Kohen, for some reason, we would like the Kohen to be mochel. Well, we want the Kohen to be mochel. Okay?
Please wait in the hall.
Wait in the hall, right. That's the old joke, right? The guy comes up to his rabbi, and he says, Rabbi, you know, I'm not a Kohen. But I'd really like to know what it's like once to get the first Aliyah. You know, I have that covered, the first Aliyah. The rabbi said to him, listen, don't tell anybody I told you this. You travel 50 miles, some town, nobody knows you, you know. You show up in shul Monday morning, and some of the friendly Jews, the guy will walk over and say, you a Kohen? He says, say yes. It's not even first of that's it. Don't tell me I told you. So the guy, you know, finally gets up. The nerve, he takes his wagon and he goes 50 miles out of the direction. Some step where nobody knows him. Comes into town, goes to sit in the back of the shul. And sure enough, the gabbai comes over to him Monday morning and says, you know, Shalom Aleichem, are you a Kohen? So the guy says, yes, I'm a Kohen. So the guy said, well, I need you to step outside because there's two yahrzeits today in the chosen, so I have to step outside. So, but that's the question. What's his din of stepping outside and then that whole issue, the mochel? So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. This is in the same sentence, Kuv Lamed Ein Sif Hei, source 38. In Sefer Torah Pasuch, HaKohen Kari Shema. They have the following problem. Okay, that's what the Chabad deals with first. There's one Kohen in Shul. And he's in the middle of Shema Esrei, the middle of Shema. So Kevin Mavsik, they're up to laning. So the whole school's not going to wait for this guy to finish up. No, Einar Eshar Lahasi, he can't stop. The Kari Yisrael from Komo, you call up Yisrael. He's right in the shul. He's two bros behind, but he's in the middle of Shema. You know, okay. And there are more ads. I go Vechein B'Tainus. He's talking to Tainus Shachar Pesach Sukkos. We call it Bahab. Whatever, because not everybody fasts that day, those days. But even another time, so let's say the Kohen, for whatever reason, we're coming up to Shavuos of the Thomas 2 weeks. So you can't fast, right? So you can't get Aliyah at Mincha if you don't fast. So the Kohen's not fasting. So in such a case, they're reading Vayachal, right? Your Kohen Vayachal. If Eina Kohen Misana, if the Kohen's not fasting, Kohen Li Yisrael. And Amor says, V'tov Sheyelech HaKohen Mibes HaKnesses. More rules, again, it's in Kufa Lamanei, he says, hey, it's better for the Kohen to step outside. So let's see.
Not because we're trying to say, though, if he's there, you know, we're not okay, he's not there. Because he's there, then you cannot ask him. Because he shouldn't feel embarrassed.
Oh, so let's see.
That he's sitting there and he doesn't go up.
Right. Okay, let's see. So the Taz writes as follows to Cotton Hay. He says, now, strictly speaking, he doesn't have to weep. We never found it in the Gemara. We saw a few Gemara. The Gemara never said the Kohen have to walk out. Okay. What's Ramah's lesson? It's a good idea. You don't have to. Mashma below mitzaradin. Okay. Then he says that's not necessarily a raya. Okay. And he says, but the reason is we want him to go out. You know why? It's possible to do it. Yeah. Shalom Yomru, know the Hadamar Shuchal Apostle Kuna. You know how it is. Again, we think this problem is only today.
He's not.
One guy's going to say, hey, must be they found out his mother wasn't this, father wasn't a coin, he's a Chal, mother's whatever, you know. And then, as I said, once it goes out, the rumor doesn't make a difference. You can't stop it, right? As I said, we're Shabbos and Shulam Parsha Shlach, and I said, well, one of the things, what's the Chet of the Raglan? You know, after all, they found real problems, right? So I said that they sort of come back and told Moshe and Aaron, and maybe some of the kings listen. Let's have a little meeting here. We got real problems. Here's what we saw. Then you work it out. Once you put it out to the public, end of game. The Sheker doesn't matter. MSL. Once it's out in the street, the stories and rumors take on a life of their own, and it doesn't matter what anybody says. The logic and only Kosh Baruch could stop it. So that's here. So the Taurus is the same thing. He says, people say he's Pasala Kahuna, blah, 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 you know. Now, he said, the Gemara didn't mention, you know why? Gemara lo chosha came and shot minig me name, the Tamachachim Karbekana anyway. In those days, sometimes the Tamachachim read the first Aliyah. It wasn't as fixed and, you know, set in stone the way it is today. So no one will say about a coin, they'll think, oh, this guy, the Tamachachim, whatever, they come up with a teretz. But Shekhenu ken akshav, Shekhoin amar, it's called the Tamachachim we saw, but chol pan, we never saw anybody get up besides a coin. Well, it wasn't a coin, right? So they won't always wear a sign, I'm not fasting today. If they got drunk, they got a big cup, I'm not fasting.
Bring it
up from the doctor, right? Bring it back in school, right? So that's what the Taz says, that's what we're concerned about. Now the Magen Avraham throws in something really interesting. The Magen Avraham says the following, it's based on a tshuva in the Maharik, as they quoted the Maharik, who's on the way to Rishon test. Yosef of Colonia. So the Marik in his Chuvah has the following long story. I didn't print it because it's a long Chuvah. But the Marik writes, apparently in some shul they had a long standing minig that on Shabbos Bereshis, the first Shabbos yes, the Simchas Torah, they raised money for the shul by auctioning off the first Aliyah. Who's going to read Bereshis? Chosin Bereshis, the real Bereshis, not from Simchas Torah where it's just a minig to lane Bereshis. But this is Shabbos Bereshis, which that's the din. So, and they raised money. So, what about that? And the shul made up this takana, and everyone agreed, including the Kohen, they're all mochel. now it's 50 years later, one coin says, no, I'm not mochel. This guy just paid $1 million. And the coin says, I'm not mochel. Right? So, the problem, the coin should walk out. Came a story, the coin refused to leave. So it says, Mutter the Chosai, they're Shilton. Call the cops. Right? They forced the guy to leave.
How long did he work for?
Just for a leader. Yeah, he just, I don't know, just. Yeah, they saw some, maybe the Bruch also. I don't know.
Bruch.
It'll make him miss landing.
Yeah. Many years.
Your point?
The going was the Valkyria.
All right. Okay, that's hard for him to walk out in that case. Yeah, a little funny. Right, anyway, but he says, Kadesh was Bato, Aminikara Torah. But he says, "Apilo yotza." Even if he refuses to go out, yikra Yisrael. Okay. Now, the Achash Shulchan takes issue with this. This is Kuf Lamed Heisiv Chav Gimel. He quotes Kotzer Echad Mifarsh Shulchan. That's the Magen Avraham. And he quotes the whole Magen Avraham until the third line, Akram Hashulchan. And then he says they don't have to go out and so on. So he doesn't agree. In Sif Chav Dalad, he says, "Uveemes lo motzu yedem agreim the mokar din zehu mimarik." He says this is not true. This was a custom from Arik, where it had Tramina Kavua, Bechol Amakomos, so the Shabbos braces, the Achad Yatsimah Misnade Moz, the Tzarek Morbe, so he pays for the candles, not sure, whatever he pays for, and he gives him that honor of reading the Torah first. It was a Minag. And therefore, you can't stop the Minag. It was a Minag Kavua. But to go ahead and establish a new Minag like that, that you can't do. That was an old time Minag, the Achad Shulchan, in that community. Alright, now, of course, he says, alright, so you have a coin, Ikesh means a stubborn coin, or one won't walk out. Okay? The low rots, the low liknos, the low thing. He don't want to buy it. They tell him, okay, you want to stay in, why don't you buy it? I'm not spending $1 million. I'm entitled to leave it for free. I'm not getting him, spending $1 million. He won't buy it, he won't leave. So they ask him to please go out, he refuses to leave. And, the Marik says, no, it's a good thing they threw him out because that's the din. You have that, you know, that's the din. However, again, the Machashokan says, look at the last few lines of Sifchot Dal, they're 41. Ain't a maiden door is there. Shamina Kavua, Pam Achas Pashon, the Kavara Torah. Hope it is Kavara Torah. Okay, this coin refuses to leave. Okay? And you can't learn from that story. That's the Machashokan's conclusion. All right, now the Mishnah Berurah writes,
don't get caught up in technicalities. Yes. That it's better to literally force the coin out of the shul than to have him just stand there. And
right, so that's what this Mikra did. Let him stay. You can call up the Israel anyways.
Right.
That's more. Yeah, that's what it says.
But even to say that there's an opinion that you should drag.
Call the cops. Yeah. We're worried about the chalop. We're worried about the chalop problem that people
say. What was the reason that they're not calling the coin?
Somebody else bought it.
Because of buying.
So the Rosh Hashanah says, yeah, once a year this shul has, you can't make that every week. You can't for cart the aliyahs, they sell the aliyahs, can't do it.
Well, how could the original bin, how could they sell such, because you can't sell that?
No, that's what he says, because the Kohanim were mochel.
Which Kohanim is the Kohanim?
Yeah, so that's the question. So the Marik's Chiddush is, even though 50 years of the Kohanim were mochel, so that became a minute kavur, so you can break the minute of the Kohanim. The Kohanim always left. So this coin now, 50 years later, doesn't want to leave.
So if he doesn't go out, so
they do it anyway. Call the show anyway.
So he's going against the minute.
Right, that's the fact.
So
you can't learn from
just because
else.
He's doing wrong doesn't mean we can do wrong.
No, a second. But the Alcha Shulchan says you can't learn from that case. You can't learn from that case. All right. Now the Mishavur writes in Zivkot Nirches, the Medina filo yotza gam ken yochal isliko yisom komo. It's better. Shema ikafagamo. People say some pagama in the family, you know, whatever the situation is. All right. Now he writes also on line 3 of Mishnah Berurah of Gan Yochas. Call shu nogim mikodem mikedem. Ancient traditions. Rishabas bereshis. Hayachem akol misnadim mazal tzorkes agnesis te likzik or rishon baschal zatar. Nakon ena rotzalim chol ein chos ledvarim. The Yatsar called Kamin Hagam, Machar Shemina Kodamation. It's this kind of covered at Torah. Because this was a minig, it was also covered. There's different covered. The covered Kahuna is not the only covered, it's covered at Torah also. So this was a big thing to the first Aliyah, and guys donated money, it supported the shul, it's covered at Torah. Right? So that trumped the covers of the Kohanim. Alright? And he says that both the Chesed and the Chodesh all agreed that even if the guy refuses, you can still call up the Yisrael. Okay? So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan. I have a couple of tshuvas that I printed here. We don't have time, but it really sums up very nicely. So far, it's two tshuvas. He says, in Aruch HaYim Simchav Dal, Aruch HaYim Simchav Hei. Because Sam Sofer writes, Avod Emes Tamati, Eich Yefshar, Shiyal Ez Eldas Kol Olam L'Sakim B'Kehila. How can you make such a new minig? Ma'inan Marik L'Kan. Don't put it out, Marik. That was an old minig, you know, and the Kohanim gave a shus. All right? Because he said, and now these things lead to bigger fights. Right? All things to keep away from fights. But the Sam Sofer writes, at the end of the day, you can't force the guy to leave. You can't force him to leave. And the question becomes, you know, what if he doesn't leave? So the answer is you can call him up anyways. So in the next tshuva also writes, I mean, I don't have time to read it, because I read because it summarizes all things nicely. All right? Now, to make a new takana, that you can't do. And the best thing is to have shalom in the community, and people shouldn't fight about these things. That's the post can write. The Ksab Sofer is the Ksab Sofer son. And Rechaim is in the Lamed Vav, and he says, Ain of Shaper Chaz, we all saw the Ksab Sofer wrote, the EF Shalasos Takana Mechadosh. Tchilas Takana Tzirish Teba Askamas Rotsan Kahanim. When we saw Nilma Liv Shonen, I feel Yitzhak Ben Akil, Lissakin Takana Kvua, EF Shalom Sofer Tzan Chachom and Son. So the Ksab Sofer writes, that you're not allowed to, you can only do it with the reshus of the participating, or with the participation of the Kohanim. Alright? And he says, the second paragraph, the last page, the exact page, he says, you know, the best thing would be, talk to the Kohen nicely when you can tell him, come on, go out, you know. After all, like the Chassam Sofer writes, have a medaber ani alev hakohanim. I guess the Chassam Sofer talked about listening to him too. But he says, Chassam Sofer says, have a medaber ani alev hakohanim shechlam yuchad lefi moshen zakar shekasadnu mitamid ha-sheni hu izok and mekosh negri shamem avad shum izera aron k'tar chom ar mishomong. You have to give him and so on and so forth. But that's the mission brewer. Now, he says, let's talk to the Kohanim. You know, after all, who are the Kohanim? They're the Zera of Aaron. Who's Aaron known as? Oiv Shalom Roda Shalom. Your whole Aliyah is because you're a descendant of Aaron. So now, follow the Mid of Aaron. Help us with peace here in the town. Right, that's the idea. The Marsham, in one of his children, Chelek Alasim Reish Yudalad, he says, Asher Zos, Torah Sa'ola, Midvar of the Sakin, Lashanos Rakli, Timuchados, Takanos Chazal. So then it's allowed. It's a change once in a while. You know, a special thing once a year, and he doesn't give us what's the once in a while. And he also mentions Mincha and Shabbos. Yeah, that's something else. Okay. Let's see one thing. Yeah. All right. Let's look at the last two stories that we're done, Mamish. Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, and the Haredes, Kerry Base, and Mam Aleph quotes from the Ragat Shavah. But he writes, I only picked on print of the Ragat Shavah because it's hard to understand it. So it says, Hine Kitzer Ma'od Kedaka Makodesh. Usually you look at the truth of the Ragat Shavah, he has two words, he has ayin here, and look there, and look that up, and you have to figure out what he's talking about. Sometimes you look it up and you didn't see, well, what do you mean by that? It's always easier. That's why Mendel Kasher put an edition of the truth of the Ragat Shavah, and they also put out three volumes of Ragat Shavah Torah. You have a few lines at the top, you have this extensive footnote to explain what it means. He says, ayin chul and pei beis. Wow. He's going to do this, you know, it's a pasuk in the Parshas Noach. What's he going to do? So he figures out what he must have had in mind. But anyway, so the Minchas Yitzchak says, he says about the chilek between Shabbos on one side and the regalim and so on, and he says, no chilek between Shabbos and Yontiv, and the Mondays and Thursdays, and he quotes the Tosfos. But anyway, so that's an interesting question. Perhaps Shabbos afternoon, there were only three aliyahs, so you know, if you can minimize the machlokas. And that's what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes also. Chelik Beis in the Lamed Aleph Aruch HaYim. Hine Yitzias Hakon Beis HaKnesses Eino Me'etzer Adin. The Kevon Shemocha Velek Adin Mekidasha Mekriyazu. Lo Yitzarach Lo Teis Elo Shumachan. Now he didn't have to go out because once he's Mocha he's no more Din Mekidasha. So don't go out. We'll call him somebody else. You're already Mocha. Again, this may, you know, depend on this case of Kriyas Torah. It's only allowed in this extreme case, like the Marik says, if it brings greater Kavanah Torah. But the Moshe says what's going to happen is, you know, what's the dinner? We're really worried about is Pagam. And the Marik says, no, yeah, we're not worried about it. That's why the guy has to go out. In any event, I just want to end by mentioning the biggest problem is all these things lead to fights. The whole Mishnah we started with is Kvadar Keshalom, right? But it ends up that the best thing would be so the coin should step outside just for a minute. The guy says Baruch or whatever, he gets called up, and then walk back in. A lot of times that would be the better way to do it.
But you shouldn't ask him. If you ask him, then it's already
predominantly covered.
You're really pushing him into
the spot. Economy. You may want to show him the din and let him decide. Okay.